Welcome back, friend. Today we're going to be talking about what is true wealth. What does that look like? What does that mean? Exploring ancient philosophers, minimalism, and our current culture and the impact that consumerism has on our lives and how we can find true wealth within. So looking at the question, what is true wealth? If you think of this question for yourself, what first comes to mind? I know for myself, I've had kind of different definitions throughout my life of what I considered wealth to look like. When I was younger, in my 20s and 30s, I really hung on to the consumerism notion and idea that wealth, well, in my 20s, it was a lot about consumerism, a lot about the clothes I wore and the house and the car and this kind of thing. And then in my 30s, wealth became more of money in the bank. Dollar amount. But somewhere in my late 30s, my definition for myself of what true wealth looked like also started to morph and shape more into experiences, my family, my children, my husband, friendships. And then now, when I think about what true wealth means for me, it's freedom. Freedom to live life on my terms, freedom to experience beauty and simplicity, finding joy in the smallest things in my day. This is true wealth. When I just sit and look out at the ocean, I think, wow, I am the wealthiest person ever. Or I walk into the mountains, or I hug my husband or talk to my children. This is wealth to me. In our society, we are really pushed to believe that wealth just means possessions and money, that riches only come from material objects. But I don't know about you, even when I bought something new, a cute shirt, a dress, even a car, at first, I was really happy and excited for it. I think we all are. But that excitement and joy and happiness is very fleeting. It doesn't last, doesn't stick, and it really doesn't impact our overall happiness and joy in our life. I have discovered that true wealth has more to do with giving than receiving. Being generous, and yes, being generous with money, but also being generous with kindness, with our time, with our energy, with any resource that we have available to us. Because when we give, our hands are open, and therefore they're open to receive love, receive kindness, and yes, even receiving money back to us. But when we hold material objects or even time, energy, our emotions, when we hold them so tightly, our hands are closed, our hearts are closed, our eyes are closed, Our minds are closed. Nothing is open. Nothing is able to come into our lives. It is through the act of letting go and being open to receiving that then we become truly wealthy. I want you to take a moment and imagine your life without your material objects. What if the only thing you owned fit into a suitcase? Would you consider yourself wealthy? Would you be happy? Would you still find joy in life? And if so, where would that come from, that joy, that happiness, that fulfillment? 2 years ago, my husband and I sold everything we owned except what fit into a suitcase and set out to travel the world. This was very eye-opening. I've been a minimalist since 2008, but even as a minimalist, I still had possessions. And so becoming an extreme minimalist and downsizing to only the things that fit into my suitcase was a very big eye-opener. What I learned was I don't need things to be happy. That I could let go of these things and it didn't impact my level of joy. And a matter of fact, owning very, very little, I find joy in the most simple things. I find joy in cooking a meal with my husband. I find joy in flowers in the sunset. I find joy in the tiniest nuances of life. Lao Tzu has a beautiful quote. Have little, gain much. Have much, be confused. Even thousands of years ago, he had it figured out. I think that when we have a lot of material things, it is confusing. Have you ever walked into a grocery store and there's so many choices that you don't know what to choose? Or you go to your closet and you open it up and there's so much in there that you feel like you have nothing to wear. Sometimes when we have so much, so many physical things, it complicates our life. It doesn't simplify life. Mindfulness goes hand in hand with being a minimalist. Not to the degree of how many items do you own, minimalism, but bringing awareness and intention and being mindful of the possessions that we do own and how that impacts our life as a whole. When we start to use a mindful approach to first our possessions, what I have experienced and seen others that I work with experience is that this mindfulness starts to trickle to so many things, so many areas in our life, like fingers of the branch of a tree. And mindfulness is the trunk. And everything extends outward from there. Possessions are easy to recognize. Do I need it? Do I love it? Do I have to have it? These things, these questions. But then what we recognize is that we start to become mindful of everything in our life. How we treat others, being present in the moment, self-inquiry about ourselves, of things that we like or don't like, how we grow relationships. Through mindful living, we form a connection, not only with ourselves, but with the world and the people around us. And this is wealth of simplicity. True wealth manifests when we choose simplicity over excessiveness. When we choose being present instead of being busy in mind. When we choose to obtain little but live more. Through mindfulness, not only do we have a deeper connection with ourselves and others and our possessions, but it gives us freedom. Mindfulness really gives us freedom. Freedom to explore, freedom to enjoy, freedom to live any way we choose, and to not be tied down or tethered to material objects. Minimalism can be such a beautiful gift, a gift of freedom, because the less you own, the less it owns you. Have you ever stood in your house and looked around and imagined what it would be like if you only owned the things that you absolutely loved or needed, or that somehow this item improved the quality of your life? Fewer things also gives you the freedom to expand your authentic self and the life that you really want. If you're looking around your house right now and you see items that you've owned for, I don't know, decades sometimes, it's an accumulation of objects. But if you were to be really honest, do these objects empower you? Do they make you feel light? Do they make you feel weighed down? And are they reflecting who you are now, the kind of person you are today, the kind of person you want to become? Or are they holding you back kind of in this capsule of stuff of who you used to be? The first step of crafting the life you want is to get rid of the things you don't want. Instead of living by the past, what would your life look like if you let go of first these material objects that don't fit in your image for yourself anymore? Minimalism really allows you to gain clarity. Because when you hold up something and you ask yourself, is this something that I really love? Does it reflect my personality? Is it something that I use every day that improves my life? This is clarity. These are self-inquiry questions that help you get to know who you are now and where you want to go. When we start to eliminate the clutter, the visual clutter in our lives, our minds become more peaceful, more calm. We don't have this constant visual stimulus happening that can sometimes agitate us, make us feel frustrated, maybe even rob us of our peaceful serenity in our home. I invite you to explore. Just imagine your home with fewer items in it. How much lighter would you feel? How much more time and energy would you have? It is this time and energy that you have that then you can create more meaningful memories for yourself. And I'm not saying big vacations or things like that, but the things that really bring wealth to your life, and that is living. Instead of cleaning all of your possessions and going and shopping and buying more and then organizing them all, giving yourself the gift of time. Time to read a book, time to go on a walk, time to do yoga, time to meditate, time to be, and eliminate some of the doing out of your life by just eliminating some of the items. If you want to test out minimalism but don't know where to start, start small. Just clean out a drawer, clean out a closet, and notice what you keep, what you let go of, and how it makes you feel. And then baby step your way through your house, maybe. See if you do have an experience in your life where you feel a little bit more connected, more free, and more clear. As you embark on a simpler life, what you'll discover is more joy, more simplicity, and a deeper connection, because abundance is not found in material possessions. Abundance is found in those quiet moments that surround each of us every day we live. It is gratitude. It is generosity with our time. And we gain so much when we choose to let go and be open fully with our hearts, our minds, our spirits to receive good in our life. Have a beautiful day, my friend.